What do you think about hip-hop music? Do you know it has deep roots in African-American culture, and many of its messages can be inspiring and uplifting? This is Lisa Berry, and as part of Black History Month, I explore the roots and reputation of hip-hop music in Washtenaw County and efforts to incorporate it into education and its impact on the community. Some people think hip-hop music has gotten a bad rap.
My group, the Athletic Mike League, was really one of the first rap groups that were on stages in Ann Arbor because there was a myth attached to rap at the time.
And it's the V-I-T-A-L-O. Hit a vibe with y'all now and to say hello.
And we dispelled that myth. We sold out the Blind Pig I don't know how many times. And we brought people out and we had a good, safe time.
That's Jamal Buffert, a hip-hop artist who grew up in Ann Arbor and currently lives in Ypsilanti. Buffert is considered one of the originators of the hip-hop music scene in Washtenaw County and is also currently part of the Black Opera Community Music and Arts Collective. Roderick Wallace is the program director for Eastern Michigan University's Upward Bound program and explains why he thinks it's important to talk about the history of hip-hop music during Black History Month.
Hip-hop is blackness. To be able to separate hip-hop from blackness, I just don't see it being able to happen. It doesn't mean that other people are not able to participate or create it, but it perfectly encapsulates the African-American experience in the second half of the 20th century.
Makayla Evans is a professor of hip-hop lyricism at Eastern Michigan University, a class which explores a deeper understanding of what hip-hop means and the history or purpose of hip-hop in today's culture. She says hip-hop music has a deep connection to West African roots and calls hip-hop artists the bards of our community.
When we think about the different ways we tell history, especially Black history, and the truth about Black history that's not being shared and told in a regular K-12 curriculum, we have to turn to non-traditional forms of education like hip-hop and actually listen to the words and deeply analyze them to figure out what are the artists saying? Because those are our modern-day historians.
When not teaching at Eastern, Evans teaches a hip-hop disability dance course at the Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti and says there are so many different ways hip-hop can be used as a teaching and healing tool. In between performing around the world, Buffert also works at Tappan Middle School in Ann Arbor, where he incorporates hip-hop music into working with emotionally impaired students. Even in college, Buffert continued to perform hip-hop in Ann Arbor. He earned a degree from the University of Michigan, studying while performing, adding that hip-hop music helped raise him.
My dad wasn't around, so I didn't have a lot of male voices in my life, and a lot of it was rap. And, you know, for better or for worse, like you could say, well, there's a lot of misogyny in it, which it is. It's a lot of violence. It's a lot of drugs. But it kind of taught me what to stay away from.
In addition to working for the university, Roderick Wallace is also a PhD student at Eastern in the College of Education. He's studying ways to incorporate hip-hop music as a tool to teach STEM to students.
I believe that hip-hop has the capacity to engage the youth in a very valuable way. You have Kid J from Ypsilanti.
Kid J is a 19-year-old recent graduate from Ypsilanti High School. He says he's been infatuated with hip-hop for many years and noticed that rappers could tell a story without flashing money and jewelry.
They look cool and they don't even have to wear all that stuff. Just when I heard J. Cole tell a story, but it was in a very different way, and it inspired me to write my very first song.
And when did you write it? How old were you?
I was 13.
And what's it called?
It's called Amazing.
Yeah, listen, I feel like my life is filled with wrong decisions. I feel like ain't nobody gonna stop my vision, my mission.
Kid J, who represents a new generation of rap, says he takes pride that he can write and perform hip-hop music that is clean.
I can write songs with no profanity, and a lot of artists can't do that. I still feel like I want to have something that the older people can listen to, but also that the children can listen to. I don't want them to be riding in the car with their family and have to turn my music off because it came on and their parents don't want to listen to it.
Comfortable with his skills and style, Ypsilanti's Kid J freestyled one of his songs in the WEMU studio.
Close my eyes, cousin Paul, going to 18 from near run out. It was nothing but straight dreams. Haters hating on me, my girl, and my relationship. You're not better than me, bro, so get another.
Wallace grip. Says the Washtenaw County community supports hip-hop music as an alternative form of thought and expression and as a way to deliver a message. whether it involves a current controversy or as a voice to be heard and focused on during Black History Month.
Before my grandma passed away, she told me, Jay, don't fold. I guess I do got a soul.
Lisa Berry, WEMU News.